What single building can claim uber chic and eternally modern design, one of New York's most exclusive restaurants, landmark architecture, and a lush garden overlooking the heart of Park Avenue? Welcome to Lever House at 390 Park Avenue. They say good taste never goes out of style, and Lever House is here to prove it. The stunning structure was completed in 1952 and looks just as modern today as the day it was built. Talk about aging well. You'll notice the structure consists of two intersecting masses, a triumph of balance and symmetry. The 21-floor tower emerges above a larger horizontal block, providing an open courtyard. Think green space before it was the buzzword it has become today. At the street level, visitors can quite literally step under the structure into a large open plaza, giving the building the appearance that it is floating effortlessly into the sky. Lever House's plaza is legally a privately owned public space. To protect against adverse possession, the building's owners have closed the plaza to the public for one day every year since its completion. Since 2003, the building's owner, Abby Rosen, has also used the plaza and lobby as a gallery for the Lever House art collection. Exhibitions have included such works as Virgin Mother by Damien Hirst, Bride Fight by E.B. Day, and The Hulk by Jeff Koons. Within the ground story plaza are rectangular columns clad in stainless steel, which support the second story. The columns, which extend to the underlying rock, are set 10 feet behind the lot boundary to avoid interfering with the walls of the Park Avenue Railroad Tunnel. The third through 21st stories consist of a rectangular slab atop a northern portion of the site, occupying a quarter of the total lot area. The slab is only 53 feet wide along Park Avenue, allowing all offices to be within 25 feet of a window and thereby providing large amounts of natural light to all tenants. Lever House was designed by Gordon Bunshaft of esteemed architecture firm Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill. It was the second curtain wall, also known as glass wall, skyscraper in New York City after the United Nations Secretariat Building, and one of the first of its kind in the international office-style buildings in the United States. The curtain wall was designed to reduce the cost of operating and maintaining the property, and as designed, was intended to filter out over 30% of heat from sunlight. Within a decade of its construction, the initial enthusiasm for Lever House gave way to universal recognition of its pivotal importance to American architecture. In 1982, the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission designated Lever House as an official landmark. It's not an overstatement to say that Lever House quite literally made Park Avenue what you are looking at today. Prior to its construction, Park Avenue was lined with masonry apartment buildings, and as you can tell, many, many other office glass international style towers followed in its path. The building was originally commissioned by Unilever to be the company's headquarters and remained home to the company until 1997. According to the New York City Department of City Planning, Lever House contains over 200,000 square feet of gross floor area. All of the space was intended for Lever Brothers. In exchange for a more prominent structure, the company had been willing to forego additional space that could have been rented to commercial or office tenants. A Lever spokesperson said that the design choice was an intentional architectural and public relations feature, saying, "The fact is, shops don't rent for much on Park Avenue. People buy on Fifth or Madison. All they do on Park is walk." During the early 19th century, the site of Lever House was part of a farm which was developed later in that century with 4- and 5-story row houses. By the late 19th century, the Park Avenue Railroad line ran into an open cut in the middle of Park Avenue. That line was covered with the construction of Grand Central Terminal in the early 20th century, spurring development in the surrounding area called Terminal City. The adjacent stretch of Park Avenue became a wealthy neighborhood with upscale apartments. On Lever House's site, there were 22 row houses on 53rd and 54th Streets, owned by Robert Walton Golette, one of the largest property owners in New York City in the early 1900s. Today, tenants include its current owner, RFR Real Estate, led by real estate mogul Abby Rosen, and famed NYC restaurant, Casa Lever. Casa Lever opened in October 2010 with the same dynamic duo behind St. Ambrose at the helm. If you can get a reservation, you can expect to dine among NYC's A-list over Milanese-inspired cuisine in the company of original Warhol prints, compliments of Mr. Rosen's extensive art collection.